Because just after that, you know, you're in this harness kind of thing where if you miss and you fall, it catches you, and she missed. But look how high she got. And anyway, good for her. It's a funny thing about rocks and stones. Sometimes they really get in our way. Sometimes they stop us from moving forward when we want to go somewhere. Sometimes, on the other hand, we find a way to use them not as stumbling blocks, but as stepping stones to an even better outcome. Like this video we just saw of Mariana climbing the rock wall, she'll be the first to admit, I'm scared of heights, even have trouble getting on a ladder. But she took the risk, and she faced what seemed like an insurmountable thing to accomplish, and she did it. She was able to take the next step of growth for her life and face her fear and triumph over it. As King David put it, when my heart is faint, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Can you think of a time in your life when you have faced something that seemed like an insurmountable challenge in your life? When you dealt with a situation that seemed impossible to find a way through or out of? Perhaps a relationship gone down a destructive path, or a family member that you know is in trouble and you can't seem to find a way to help them get through that. Perhaps it's been losing a job that you needed to support your family, or your health when it seems like you were in physical free fall. Psalm 61 was written by David at a time when he was far from home and safety. He's hiding out, as he writes this psalm, after several events in his reign as king have gone bad, and he can't see a way forward. And so as he writes these words, his soul begins to look up. And it begins with a desperate cry to God. In his sorrow, David calls out to God in prayer, and he knows that the only way he can rest and find safety is in the rock of salvation. If God reaches down and places him atop the rock, he realizes that God, his rock, is beyond his own last coping skill, and he needs to find his way to that high place once again. But how? I was thinking about that. How, Lord? Perhaps it's why some people are drawn to climbing mountains, like Eric Weihenmeyer, who's an amazing athlete and adventurer. Eric has kayaked all 277 miles of the Colorado River and all the way through the Grand Canyon, which, according to one source, is considered one of the most formidable whitewater venues in the world. He's climbed the seven summits of the world, the highest mountain peaks on all seven continents. He's climbed the face of El Capitan in Yosemite National Park. He's biked from Hanoi to Ho Chi Minh City. He's climbed Mount Everest. And after accomplishing this feat, he was featured on the cover of Time magazine. That's not amazing enough, but know this. Eric is blind. Eric cannot see. I'm going to take my earring out so it doesn't bother all of us. He's blind. I'm sure there must have been times when he lost his spiritual sight as well as his physical sight. But he learned to overcome that which was a great stumbling block in his life. He learned to overcome that which stopped him and to climb higher, both physically and spiritually. So as you consider and think about what was that time in my life, or perhaps it is even now, what is something in my life that just seems like I can't get over it? It's a stumbling block for me. What stops you from taking that next step, from climbing what seems to be like a mountain for you. I think about that for our individual lives. I also think about it for Hazelwood as a congregation of committed followers of Jesus Christ. What is the mountain before us as a congregation? What is it that seems insurmountable? Perhaps it is the culture that we live in, when fewer and fewer people are even willing to acknowledge that there is a rock higher than humanity. We don't need to let that higher power lead us. Maybe there isn't even one there. Is it perhaps that we find ourselves so spiritually comfortable that we don't think we need to do any mountain climbing? Maybe we say to ourselves, as long as I'm happy with my life in this church, I don't need to step up in any other way. If that rings any sort of bell in your heart, I'm your interim minister. I'm the interim to the interim anyway. And so part of what I do as I come here is to challenge you to think deeply, to pray deeply about the call that God has placed upon this congregation. Remember David, who wrote Psalm 61. He wasn't asking for God's help merely so he could feel better, although he wanted to feel better. But he had responsibility as a king to care for the people that God entrusted to him, to seek ways to build a better life, not just for himself, but for his community, his nation, and his world. Hazelwood Christian Church, God has entrusted you as a community with caring for others who feel like they are lost and can't find their way out of what seems to be insurmountable situations. And God is saying to you today, step up, climb higher, don't get complacent, and don't give up hope. For God uses us sometimes to be the stepping stones that people need. And we who have learned to look up, because we have, haven't we? We've all had those times in our life when we just didn't know what to do. And when we have been able to look up and allow God to lead us to that higher place, to trust in the strength of God to lead us to a better and higher place, just like we need to show others how to get there. You know, Eric, our blind mountain climber, he lives in Golden, Colorado, in the foothills of the Rocky Mountains. And he tells the story of being on El Capitan in Yosemite, and he was with several other climbers. They'd already spent at least one night in a sleeping tent. Have you ever seen a picture? I should have put a picture up of El Capitan, because it's like just straight up and down rock. And they had this tent where it was kind of like a sling, and so they slung it out from the rock and they slept there. I couldn't sleep there, but they seemed to be able to sleep there. And so they'd already been in that tent and sleeping and trying to get down the mountain, and now they're trying to get down the mountain before nightfall. And they didn't make it. They failed. Night descended on them before they were able to finish their descent. They were all in the dark. So you know what they did? They turned to the one who was always in the dark, Eric. He knew how to navigate in that dark. And it was Eric who led them down the mountain. If you've ever climbed a mountain in your life, God is interested in what you can do to teach another to climb that mountain. Another thing about mountain climbing, nobody climbs alone. There is a lot of support for one who takes the risk. You know what a Sherpa is? Have you heard of that? Actually, I looked it up, and we all call it Sherpa, but the people who really know about these things call it, I think it's Sherpa. It's a W instead of a P. Sherpa, we'll call it Sherpa. They are members of a Himalayan people who are ultra-skilled in mountaineering and who help adventurers climb Mount Everest. When you climb a mountain like Mount Everest, Sherpas carry supplies and lead the way. They go ahead of the climbers. They set up base camps at various levels along the way so that the climbers don't have to use their strength and energy to do those daily things, but that they can use their energy for the climb. The Sherpas climb themselves, but then they take time and effort to prepare for those who are coming after them. Maybe that's how we could see ourselves as a church. We're Sherpas. We are preparing the place for those who come after. We are the perfect ones to lead the way. We know what the climb can be like. We can support others who want to find their way forward. You know, Sherpas, this is what they don't do. They don't sit around at the base of the mountain admiring the view or reminiscing about the time they climbed the mountain successfully, but they use what they have learned to make it possible for others to have that experience. So hear this challenge. God puts mountains to climb in all our lives. It's just a part of life. We have to climb some. It's part of the adventure of living. It takes us to higher places and allows us to grow. But then, God asks us to be a guide for others, to step up, to make a way that others may find their way as well. It's not enough, God says, to be happy with your own spiritual journey and your own experience of God in your life. God wants you to find ways to offer that to your community and to your world. And at times, it gets pretty frustrating, doesn't it? Think of it like a pilot flying over mountainous terrain, and as she's flying, she looks down and sees two vehicles on the highway. And the first vehicle's a semi-trailer truck. The second vehicle is a sports car driven by a guy who's got better things to do than be stuck behind a semi on a mountain road. Well, what the pilot can see that the drivers cannot is that there is no traffic ahead and that the car, sports car, could pass that semi and be fine. But the problem is neither the semi driver nor the sports car driver knows that. They can't see the bigger picture. And the guy in the sports car is wise enough not to try to pass the semi. But he is frustrated. I've been there, have you? Sometimes we get these semis in front of us, and we want to pass it, and we want to get through it, but we don't know what lies ahead. And sometimes God, even though God knows what's ahead, leads us through this period of frustration. It could be that you experience interim times like that. It may seem frustrating to not know what is ahead, to go slower than we want, but frustration is part of the growing and part of the process. You will get there. I have every confidence in you. You are where you are because of the faithfulness of so many that have been here before you and prepared a way for you. We don't go through these things alone. We don't go through life alone. And now it's our turn. So don't give up even when you are frustrated. Remember to look up, to see that there is a rock that is higher than I, a strength higher and more powerful than anything we could do ourselves. Step up and let that strength and that wisdom move through you to a world that too often has forgotten. Let's pray. God, we come to church each Sunday and we do remember and look ahead to what you have in store, what the church used to be like, what it is now. And sometimes, Lord, we worry about what is ahead, but still you call us. You call us to live this time faithfully, to step up, to look up, to remember that you are the one leading. Be with us, Lord, as we respond to your word, as we respond with all of our lives, every day of our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.